This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, crane works, rental works, yeah! The big dog's got it.
Former Auburn quarterback Stan White on the Roundtable is brought to you by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it. The big dog's got it. And now, Stan White.
The former Auburn quarterback joins us on the Bud Light Hotline at this time each week. And as Jim said, you can hear he and Rod Bramlett and the entire Auburn Sports Network gang over on our sister station, Talk 99.5, Saturday night from Athens. Hey, Stan, what's happening?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks a lot. Gus Malzahn was asked about this, and we've had a lot of callers that have given this idea. Auburn moved the ball well in the two-minute at the end of the game, led to two touchdowns that won the game against Texas A&M. So naturally, a lot of fans say, hey, look, we're struggling to run the ball. Why not just do that the whole game? So I'll ask a quarterback, why not just do that the whole game?
I love it. I love the idea.
But can you? I mean, is that a winning strategy to just say, hey, we don't really run it well, so let's just air it out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think if that's one thing that you've shown some glimpses of that gets your offense in a little bit of rhythm or maybe gets them a little confidence or whatever, a little mojo, yeah, I think you go with maybe some strengths there. And you know, clearly Auburn struggled to run the ball, and it was interesting. I guess after halftime, or maybe close to halftime, Auburn was in the negative on the rushing side because of sacks and everything. And I've kind of looked over jokingly to my partner Rod and said, "Hey, watch this. We're going to win this game with negative rushing yards."
and darn near,
close.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I think that's a. I mean, you always have to look, and we've heard Gus talk about it. I mean, every game unfolds differently, but you know, you have to go and look, you know, totality-wise at what you've kind of been better at and what you're weaker at. And clearly Auburn struggled to run the ball this year. And so for whatever reason, they got it going, whether it be last-ditch effort, you know, desperation or whatever. But Stidham looked well. I think he was like 7 of 8 on the last couple of drives. And they caught the ball, threw the ball well, protected. And so, yeah, you have to look at kind of the strengths of what you did last weekend. Clearly rushing was not it. And maybe implement that.
And on the other side, stopping the run, and I know Jimbo Fisher was getting killed in that final 5 minutes for not running the football. Travion Williams was having a nice game. But you look at Auburn, they gave up 201 on the ground last week to A&M. They gave up 349 against Mississippi State. Are you surprised this defense is having trouble stopping the run?
Last weekend, I was a little bit. You know, the State game, I mean, Moorhead basically decided that they were, after the first interception, the quarterback.
Nick Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald, there you go. They decided to look, we're going to do zone read, and we're just going to run the quarterback and then running back. And, yeah, they did a good job. They got a hat on a hat, and they got good gaps. I was a little bit more surprised at the success that Travion Williams and company had, because they were able to line up pretty much most of the day and have some good push and some success. And, you know, for whatever reason late in that game, I think the one call, because I've known Jimbo, he was my coach at Auburn my last year, I think the one call where Mond got sacked and fumbled and Dontavius had a chance to recover that was the one that was a little perplexing to me, because I was like, man, if you just run the ball, you run another minute or two off, and that'll make it very difficult for Auburn. And then they came back and throw. It's a high percentage pass, but it was an overthrow on a screen that helped Auburn keep another timeout, which oddly enough they didn't even need it. But yeah, that's one thing that especially with Swift coming back, and I watched him, some highlights of him, and he's been banged up, and now he's back to healthy, and he made a run against Kentucky that would buckle most kids' ankles, and that was a big time run. And so that's going to be the big challenge. There's no doubt. Holyfield and Swift, and they're a very balanced attack with Fromm, and so that's going to be the big challenge for Auburn's rush defense.
DeAndre Swift is coming off the career high, 156 yards in the win over Kentucky in that big showdown last week. Stan White talking with us at 8:06 about the big Auburn-Georgia game this week over Between the Hedges. When you look at this time last year, Stan, the big win over Georgia and Alabama when they were both number one, Jarrett Stidham and Davis sort of got a chemistry going where, and I know you can talk about this, that it's almost not in the playbook. It's just you look at me, I look at you, and we beat the defense because I can find some open space. Talk about finding that chemistry with a receiver and how that worked last year, and would it work again this year?
Well, I think you can. I think most quarterbacks, if they've had success in their career, they've had that guy that you really say, you know what, if it comes crunch time, I need to find him. And you know, a lot of times the offensive coordinators and play callers, they know that as well. They see it. They say, okay, Jarrett and Ryan have had a special bond the last couple of years, and they kind of have a feel for each other, and they know that. And I think, oddly enough, recently Seth Williams has really become comfortable in that position as well. He's become more the downfield guy, he and Schwartz, and then you got Ryan Davis as well. So, you know, yeah, they're going to kind of design plays where they feel like, okay, these guys, and even Darius Slayton late in the game last week had some nice catches. There was a few drops here and there, but they had some nice grabs as well. So, yeah, when you get into a situation where you're playing in a big rival and obviously you're going in as an underdog, you've got to go with the ones that help you. You don't want to put your quarterback in an uncomfortable situation where you have maybe new faces here and there. You want to go with where he feels the most confident. And, of course, he and Ryan Davis, is, like I said, had a long history together the last couple of years. And I don't know how many more catches they need to become the all-time leader between Sullivan and Beasley, but they're right there.
Stan White is with us on the Bud Light Hotline. The former Auburn quarterback joins us each week courtesy of Craneworks. Don't forget the Rental Works division of Craneworks is now selling new and used equipment. Just look for that big dog. It has dominated Birmingham skyline just like those cranes have for a number of years. You grew up, obviously, in Hoover. You're an Alabama guy, so the Iron Bowl was a natural rival for you. Did you have to learn that the rivalry nature of this game? Did the Georgia guys that were on your roster have to teach you that when you got to Auburn?
You know, the special thing about Auburn is very close to the Georgia line, obviously, 20 minutes away, 25 minutes. And so the majority, back when I was playing, of your roster is made up of Alabama guys, but clearly a close second is Georgia guys. And so, yeah, it was. That's the unique thing about when you go to Auburn is it's one of those, the South's oldest rivalry in the Auburn-Georgia series, and it's so close. I mean, I don't know exactly. I don't have the number, but it's within a couple of games, I'm sure. And what, interestingly enough, a couple of years ago, the points were almost exactly even in the game, scored. So it's been a unique one. And obviously we know with Pat Dye and Vince Dooley and that kind of underground situation there where they both played at their respective schools and went to the other one, you know it growing up. But obviously, the Iron Bowl for us was huge. But we wanted to go out there and play well for the Georgia guys that were on the roster and as well as they did, you know, for us when it was the Iron Bowl. But we always knew that of course we always played Florida every year and Tennessee, so we had a lot of big rivalries. But the Georgia, you know, was obviously up there, you know, right behind the Iron Bowl.
The numbers, Georgia leads 58-56, eight ties.
Yeah, and can you tell me, I don't have it in front of me, can you tell me the points?
You're right.
Don't have the point.
Yeah, Stan's right. It was tied.
Come on, Lance, come on.
I'm sorry. That's all I got for you, Stan. So let me ask you this, though. So last year in the regular season, 40-17 win over number one Georgia, the combination of Sony Michel and Nick Chubb held to 48 yards rushing. You mentioned Holyfield, you mentioned Swift. If Michelle and Chubb were an A-plus combo last year, where do you put Swift and Holyfield as a combination?
Well, I think they're a little bit different type runners. Swift, you let him break free from the initial line of scrimmage in an open field, he's probably not going to get caught. And he's got the cutting ability as well. Holyfield, I mean, he's a fast guy. I don't think he's as fast as Swift. But doesn't mean he's not fast. I mean, he's a good player, leading rusher. And so, you know, but I think Chubb had that kind of big bruising ability and the power and speed. And then Sony Michel, they just really offset each other. Holyfield and Swift are very similar in their running style. Holyfield maybe just a tad bigger. But I think that you're talking about a duo that's very, very good. I mean, they're really hard to stop. And Swift, man, I tell you what, he was a highlight reel in that Kentucky game last week. I mean, he made a run that made five guys miss. It wasn't but about a 25, 30-yard run, but, man, it was in traffic. And I'm not sure he got touched at all, and it was kind of right in between the tackles or right outside the tight end. So that's going to be the big challenge. I mean, Auburn's going to have to force the ball into Fromm's hands. And now, of course, their third down percentage, guys, is almost 50%. So, you know, you get them to third down and they're still, you know, pretty successful. 50% is really good on third down. So they've got the big challenge. You know, the big thing is Auburn's going to have to play well in every facet. I mean, they can't just rely on their defense to try to slow down Georgia, because Georgia will slowly, it'll be a death of a thousand cuts. So, you know, Auburn's offense is going to have to play well. They're going to have to – the time of possession is where Auburn's going to have to get back into use. You know, A&M is one of the top teams in the country at time of possession. So they knew that they would probably not win that battle. But you're talking about 12, 14 minutes in time of possession that was led over Auburn, and Auburn's going to have to get back to where they're possessing the time a little bit more.
I can't answer one of your questions as I'm looking at it right now. Jarrett Stidham and Ryan Davis have hooked up 128 times. 140 is the Sullivan to Beasley record, so that one actually is within striking distance.
Yeah, you know, and I think they'll get it. I mean, I do. I mean, today's offenses, guys, I mean, we know it's a lot different than when I played. I mean, you may complete 30% of your passes behind the line of scrimmage, which that lends to quarterbacks having a higher completion percentage, much higher. I mean, it used to 50% was pretty good, but that was when you were throwing one or two balls on screens and delayed screens. And now you may throw, you know, if you throw it 30 times in a game, 15 of them are within maybe more than that. 20 of them are within a yard of the line of scrimmage. And I remember a couple of years ago here, and I think you guys one that said it, and I want to say it was I can't remember. It was a quarterback for Alabama. It was either Sims or maybe in Hurts' first year that he had completed like 90% of his passes or within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage. And that's true with a lot of offenses.
All right. He is Stan White. Hear him every single Saturday, but especially this Saturday, the Deep South's oldest rivalry, the 123rd edition from Athens, Georgia, on our sister station, Talk 99.5. When Stan joins us, he does so courtesy of Craneworks.
With offices in Birmingham, Mobile, and Nashville, Craneworks is the Southeast leader for crane and rental equipment. And don't forget about their rental division. They're ready to serve you with full line of rental equipment for jobs both big and small. And they can also offer qualified operators for the equipment if you don't know how to do it yourself. They're the Southeast leader for crane and equipment for the rental divide for over 30 years now. So give them a call or go down to Redmond Expressway, or you can go to craneworks.com and go check them out. Okay, guys?
Thank you, Stan. Have a great weekend.
My pleasure, guys.
Follow Jim Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram @JimDunaway.